This is the M1 motorway that runs up the east coast of the country, up as far as the border with Northern Ireland. And I'm standing at a place that, in all the news of the summer of 2010, has brought a little bit of light. It's a new motorway service area that's being built at the moment, one behind me here on the northbound side, another across the road from me on the southbound side. And they announced some time ago that 300 jobs will be associated with these motorway areas.
The Apple Green jobs will be at six new motorway service stations, on the M1 at Lusk and Castle Bellingham and on the M4 at Enfield. Sharon Tobin, RTE News.
But the news that these motorway service areas with shops and restaurants and truck stops were being built reminded me of a piece of radio that I really enjoy. It's a report by a woman named Sarah Paul. She was a student radio producer in Maine in the US, and she decided to do her student project on a local truck stop, and she called her piece Truck Stop Love Affair.
There is a love affair off Interstate 95, just outside Bangor, Maine.
She's aggravating. She's aggravating old woman.
The truckers at Dysart's truck stop have been flirting with a waitress named Jackie for 26 years.
Well, you have to give a lot with Jackie. Because if you don't, you take a lot.
It's a relationship of true admiration and respect.
Jackie, she's older than dirt.
Well, you ought to know. You're right beside me.
I was working here part-time and full-time at the shoe shop. And I got mad at my boss. He told me I couldn't have the afternoon off, and I said, okay, I'm taking it anyway. And he said, well, don't come back. And I said, don't worry. And I never did.
Jackie's our lady. She's our favorite lady. She takes care of us. But she has a little fun just teasing us, getting us woke up in the morning, getting us ready for the road.
Pulling off the interstate, you make a left onto a 60-acre parking lot dotted with a few small buildings. Truckers can pull in, fuel up, and weigh their load. The laundry's back by the convenience store, so are the showers, and the bunkhouse is right upstairs. Downstairs, though, the Dysart's restaurant might be the main reason truckers come here. Home-style cooking, served by Jackie.
We travel all across this country, and there's a lot of truck stops. There's a lot of nice, fancy ones, you know, and you can't find any better than this one.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner are served 24 hours a day in two dining rooms. At first glance, both rooms look the same. Fake brick walls, black pitchers of coffee on every table. But pretty quickly, you get a feeling that the two rooms are quite different.
That's the other room, you know. We don't go over there.
There are no rules about seating here, but tourists and other travelers tend to sit in the main dining room, and the truckers make it a habit of sitting in the room to the left, at the trucker's table. That's where Jackie works.
Yep, same as usual, hon.
The table seats nine on either side. It looks like a makeshift Thanksgiving gathering, three long tables pushed together head-to-head. A white and green cross-stitch sign hangs at both ends of the long table. The sign reads,
Truckers Only.
Jackie made that sign herself. When these guys take a seat at the table, they've been on the road for days or weeks. Even if they happen to drive within a few miles of their families, they can't stop. You can't park an 18-wheeler just anywhere.
I work my way from Maine to Florida and from Florida back to Maine.
It's 5 days out and probably a day there and 5 days back.
I pull a flatbed and haul lumber from up here down.
Paper, wood pulp, grain.
Down to Jersey for the day.
I'm headed to California this morning.
Sometimes not that long. One day's enough in New Jersey.
Lonely, I think. He wants me to run with him to Ohio. Just running together, stopping together. Bull crap back and forth on the radio, you know.
I taught all my kids to do something else.
Jackie, you walk in, she knows what you want. She's been here a long time, and she's more of a friend than a waitress. Sure, she knows we come in with grumpy. That's why we get along, because we work hard, and she knows that. She don't candy coat nothing. See, Beef Mac soup.
Homemade.
That's right.
Homemade bread.
Now all I need is peanut butter and jelly. See? It's just like home.
Gentle, and kind of they act like big old bears, you know, some of them, and they'd like rah, rah, but they're not. They're just little puppies. You know, they're just regular guys.
How about some service here?
They unwind and they like to talk.
Jackie, how about a bar coffee over here, huh?
Lies or not, they're all their stories and they're stuck with it.
Now have a glass of water.
We need a cup of bar coffee here.
What are you going to do, harass me now today, or are you going to leave me alone now?
Old stud muffin, you want me to?
I'll have an orange.
And cereal.
And cereal? Prepare that with tender love and care, will you?
Yeah, right.
When Dysart's opened on Mother's Day in 1964, it instantly became a homestead for truckers from Maine, Nova Scotia, and other points in the Northeast. They drop by in the beginning of their trip or right before they head back home. The guys tend to sit in the same chairs, order the same meals, see the same people, and Jackie makes sure they get what they need. But taking care goes both ways. Jackie tugs on her green Dysart's apron and tells about when she had to leave work for 7 months. She was recovering from an operation, and one of the waitresses put a jug up at the fuel desk.
Jug up there for donations, and they had raffles, and every week she'd bring me over $200 or $250 a week to help me out. And them guys all just, for 7 months, I'm telling you, and she never missed a week.
She would do the same for us.
We missed her when she was gone. So
what happens when we leave home and we can't pick on the wife in the morning, we come here and pick on Jackie, so she's our second wife.
Yes, sir.
We better not let her hear you say that.
Jackie's going to be 65 next month and cutting back to only 2-3 shifts a week, and it's probably not long before she retires completely. The guys keep saying they're really going to miss her.
I know. They tell me that, but I say, it's too bad.
What do they tell you?
Oh, they're going to miss. Why are you coming in no more if you're not going to be here? I got to go get his breakfast.
That was Truck Stop Love Affair by student producer Sarah Paul, who was studying at the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies in Maine in the United States. The Salt Institute for Documentary Studies has a great service called the Saltcast. It's a podcast of their student work. Not only do the students play their work, but they also explain how they actually made their pieces of radio. So if you're interested in listening to radio but also learning about how it's done, you should check out the Saltcast. Two pieces in particular I'll mention to you. One is about a woman named Diana going out and hunting a moose, and another is a fantastic piece about a beached whale called Just Another Fish Story. And there's links to those on the Curious Here website. So if you go to rte.ie/Dock on One and click on Curious Here.